Hi, this is Ann Bonino. Welcome to Soundbites. I'm glad you are here. This soundbite is one of my power stories, George and the Triangle Harness. In this story, George finds a way to accept change and to create a new life. George and the Triangle Harness. George watches a brilliant crimson sunset. It is the end of a satisfying day. He loves his farm and the life he has created. He never wants to leave it. It is right for him. Each day he tends his crops and cares for his chickens, cows, and pigs. In the spring and summer, he has a roadside stand to sell his fresh eggs and vegetables. Amherst Dairies buys his cow milk. His life is good. In the past few years, things have begun to change in the areas surrounding the farm. More people are moving from the city to the country. New housing developments are going up. There are a lot more people in cars. George resists facing these new realities. He preserves his farm and way of life as best he can. He sees what is happening around him, but convinces himself that he does not have to pay attention. He has his way of life and it is good. He owns the land and no one can take it away. It doesn't affect him. He will be fine. Who cares what goes on outside the farm? One day, a man comes to George's farm and asks if he can talk with him. George invites him in. The man's name is John. He represents Broadway Development Corporation and wants to know if George will sell his farm so that more houses can be built. This upsets George, and he says he will never sell his farm, and John is wasting his time by asking. John leaves, telling him he could make a lot of money and have more than enough to buy a farm in another area. This is all very upsetting for George. He returns to his work. The cows have to be milked. The next week, the purchasing manager of Amherst Dairies visits George. He tells George that the company has decided to move to another state. Their operations have become very expensive as the area has become more populated. There are more regulations and not much room for expansion. They will leave in 6 months. George is stunned. What is happening? George sits down at the entrance to his barn. He'll find a way to survive. Nothing can make him leave his farm. He looks up at the barn wall. Hanging on the wall is an old harness for the bull to pull the plow. It was his father's and his grandfather's before him. It is in the shape of a triangle. George feels as if his own head is in the harness. What will he do? All of a sudden, the triangle falls from the wall and lands on George's head. He is knocked unconscious. An hour or so later, John returns to the farm to talk to George some more. He sees George lying on the barn floor and calls an ambulance. John stays at the hospital until George comes to. George's doctor says that after a short recovery, he will be fine. John drives George back to the farm. George invites John in for a cup of coffee and thanks him for his kindness. George tells John he does not know what to do. John tells him that he must look honestly at the situation he is in. George is living in a fantasy, pretending that nothing has changed. This does not serve George. In a way, John says, George has created his own triangle harness. On one side is the development going on around him and his refusal to see its implications. On another side is the pending move of Amherst Dairies. The base of the triangle harness is made up of George's refusal to acknowledge and accept change. This harness is preventing George from doing what is in his best interest. Later that evening, George is alone and thinks about what John said. He vows to do his best to find a way to create a new life. George realizes he has to accept that change is occurring and act on it. A week later, George is back at work on the farm. A man drives up and introduces himself as Tom from Broadway Development Corporation. He has come to tell George that they would like to buy his farm. George said he has already spoken to John and he is thinking about it. Tom is puzzled. There is no John at Broadway. This is the first time they have contacted George. Who could John have been? George smiles and knows that magic is afoot. He is grateful that his eyes are now open. The end. Thanks to Hermano Veneno, producer of this soundbite. Music by Lobo Loco, freemusicarchive.org. Story protected by copyright.